Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Peterson. So glad to have you back again for this episode. It's going to be a fun one because it's got the word fun right in it. It's Family Fun Fellowship. We are recording this episode live here in Nashville during the Etch Family Ministry Conference put on by Lifeway Kids and students. One of the great things about it is we love to sit down with thought leaders in kids ministry who have come to Etch to lead breakout sessions and to spend time investing in our attendees who come here. And one of those friends is Kelly McNally. Kelly, we're so glad to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being here and for taking time to come on the podcast.
Of course.
So we're going to be talking about this Family Fun Fellowship, or as we had said earlier, the Fun Family Fellowship.
Correct.
You can put it in whatever order you please.
Correct.
Fellowship. Family fun?
Not as much.
Not as good. No,
yeah,
it's not
that
as catchy,
doesn't really work.
Is it?
No.
So we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes, and we'll discover some ways to help parents stay connected to your ministry through Family Fun Fellowships, and we'll talk about what some of those might be. For those of you who don't know Kelly, she's a children's ministry leader with 20 years experience. That can't be true.
It is. I look young, huh?
Yeah. I guess, these years of experience just keep growing.
They add up.
And before
quickly.
You know it, it sounds like a lot.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
20 years of experience, which just makes you wise. And so we're looking for your wisdom. But she's been in congregations, including small churches, rural churches, church plants.
Yes.
Mid-sized suburban metropolitan mega churches. You've
Correct.
Been in all the different sizes.
Correct.
So the experience that you have kind of translates. Right? And it may look a little bit different in each environment, but we know that it makes sense everywhere. So Kelly teaches and leads conference and consults and coordinates with curriculum, and she mentors, and she's a writer. So she's a very gifted and talented gal. And so we are honored to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Now, before we dive in to our Family Fun Fellowship talk,
yes,
we like to get to know what some of our guests were like when they were kids.
Oh,
we're all about kids ministry.
Yes.
And so we want to know about little you. So, when you were little, did you have a best friend? Was there a best friend that you think of from your childhood?
Yes.
Okay, who was that?
My best friend was Paula.
Okay.
Middle name was Joe, so called her Paula Joe. And we went to school together. We went to church together. We did pretty much everything together. And we were kind of thick as thieves at times. Made some choices that maybe not were the best at times, but got in trouble together, paid our penance together, did it all. We were very close, yes.
All right, so I can't not ask now. Now that you set that up, what's something that you did? You don't have to be scandalous, but something you did that you might have gotten in a little trouble with your friend.
Well, our church had this setup where there were these big open spaces behind the stage. And then there was this cloth that was kind of the soundproofing, screenish kind of thing. And we would go back there and hide. Now, we could see out into the congregation, but the congregation could not see through to see us.
Ooh.
And so during the service, I would get up and, need to use the restroom. And I would leave and I would go sneak behind the church, behind the stage. And then my best friend, Paula, would get up and she had to get water and she'd go the other direction and then we'd meet behind and then we would just giggle that we had snuck out and we were watching all the people watch the pastor. And I guess a couple of times we maybe giggled too loudly.
Oh.
And my dad, who was the minister of music, came behind the stage, yanked us out in front of everybody and said, "Do not sneak back here."
Oh, that's horrible.
It was awful. And funny.
And traumatic. And hysterical, but a good story
to
tell
story.
Now.
And my parents were not, I didn't get grounded. I didn't get into a whole lot of trouble, but I got talked to that afternoon for about 2 hours. They just liked to talk things over and over and over. So I just got a good talking to, and then that was it. But I never did it again.
Giggling in church is one of those things that is one of the most fun and funniest things that you, because you can't stop.
Exactly.
When it starts.
Yes.
That's
yes.
too funny.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
We appreciate your vulnerability.
So, sorry,
we've
Dad.
All been there. All right. So let's talk about Fun Family Fellowship, the value of having these ways to connect families to your ministry and parents and kids together. So what are some ideas? What, and when you talk about having a fun family fellowship, is that something that we treat as an event? Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the some of the benefits and some of the characteristics. And
I love that you just said that word, because event.
Which one?
Event.
Okay, because I said a lot of words.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Because
that's what I do.
One of my main things is that fellowship is a very churchy word.
Okay.
So if
like
I were to...
We have the fellowship hall.
Right.
That's where you fellowship.
If I was going to invite my neighbor to a fellowship
right.
at my church... That could be off-putting to
yes.
them, because they don't really understand what that means. What are we going to do there? And am I going to have to sign something? And you know,
do we have to hold hands and sing
right,
songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it kumbaya? I don't know. So I really use the term event more than I use fellowship.
Okay, good.
So like, what are some family events that you can do together? And being careful that families don't need more added to their calendar.
People are busy.
People are very busy.
Yeah.
But as busy as they are, they still need connection and they need relationship with each other.
Yes.
And I think the church has a wonderful opportunity to provide ways for those families to connect.
Hmm.
And we have a unique opportunity, again, to have locations to do that, to have resources to do that, to have a platform to do that. And so I love to have different events for sometimes different age groups.
Okay.
Sometimes I just want fifth and sixth grade boys and their parents.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's just third grade girls. Sometimes it's all elementary. Sometimes it's just students. Sometimes it's full family.
Okay.
And so doing different things that people can come to your church and feel welcome, very non-threatening. It's a very open way to get people onto where you are and what you're doing. And have fun and interact together. Sometimes it's silly. A lot of times it's silly. And most of the time, or all the time, it includes food.
Yes.
So.
That's another F that should be in there.
Oh,
fun family food.
Food fellowship.
And fellowship.
There you go.
So, yeah. So I can, as we talk about this, I'm envisioning events like this that I've been to or that our church puts on. And so it's a great tool for outreach.
Yes.
To invite a friend who it may not be a regular church attender.
Correct.
To bring a neighbor or a friend from school, that best friend and a parent, but also for the kids in families in the church.
Yes.
For the church to be able to help facilitate their deeper levels of connection. Now, you have some ideas about what some of these events might be.
Great. Yes.
So tell us some creative ideas. What sorts of events? Because a lot of us may not be that creative, right? We might think of one event, and that's the one thing we can think of.
Sure.
But you've got a lot of ideas.
I've got some ideas here, and some things that we've done really depends on the size of the church as well, your location, the culture of your church, how many people you have. Mm. But one of my favorite things is to do an all-church birthday party. And so assign every month a color. So if you were born in January, you wear white. February's red. March is green. Go on and on down the list. And ask you to wear some kind of shirt or something that's that color.
Okay.
If you don't have that color, I also have 12 rolls of duct tape that match those colors. And when you walk in, I'm going to put a strip of white tape on you to signify that you're January.
Okay.
And so everyone has a birthday.
Yes.
And so everyone has a place to fit in that. And play traditional birthday party games. Sometimes it's January versus May.
Okay.
Sometimes it's February versus December, whatever. Or families all together have cupcakes, sing songs, sing happy birthday, play pin the tail on the donkey. Do those things that kids today don't necessarily do at birthday parties, because they are at bouncy house places or other things. Exactly.
Miniature golf. Or
so it's a very traditional thing.
Mm. Pin the tail on the donkey. And
exactly.
Yeah, fun.
Exactly. Musical chairs where you actually get out if you don't find a seat. And, you know, just some basic things there.
And by wearing that color, you can have an immediate connection with other people born in your month.
Correct. Correct.
Fun.
You have this... this opportunity to talk to people about when's your birthday. We'll ask January to line up according to birthdays without talking. So you've got this little 2-year-old and then you've got, you know, a 45-year-old man. And so you're trying to figure out what day people were born on. And so just a lot of interaction.
Yeah.
The main thing is to not plan something to the point where there's no time to talk to each other, because we want people to get along and to have opportunity to talk and to get to know. I do building challenges where I'll assign people, you bring newspapers, somebody else brings a bag of straws, somebody else brings some skewers, somebody else brings some marshmallows, somebody else brings, I've lost something else to bring, but you're getting the idea.
Yeah.
And then when we opened up our new children's building, we were trying to showcase how big our halls were. We were so proud because more than one person could walk down the hall at the same time.
Yes.
So we had a fun family fellowship and invited everyone to come. We had food. We had some other things. But then we had a challenge of who could build the longest item from wall to wall without it touching and drooping on the ground. And so whatever they needed to build, they could. And so, and we had people challenging each other. We had great fun with collaboration, that spontaneity of now we're going to do this. And that was great. That was a lot of fun.
And it gets people working together as teams and collaborating and interacting. Interesting.
Exactly. I love to provide opportunities for dads to do things with their daughters and then dads to do things with their sons as well. One of our biggest fellowships is our father-son hangout.
Okay.
And we set up our whole church for a couple of hours on a Saturday morning. And everyone kind of gets together. We get the charge. We get the thank you for being here. And then over in one area is dodgeball. Another area is Nerf gun wars. Another area is the Lego building. Another area is catapult building and making skewers, grilling hot dogs over fire pits. Just a time where dads can hang out with their kids.
Yes.
And people want to hang out with their children, but sometimes they don't know what to do. And so we want to provide opportunities for them to do that.
Yeah.
And have a place where it's safe. They can invite some other people to come and to just be a part.
And so you've mentioned things like daddy-daughter events.
Daddy-daughter. We do a daddy-daughter do-si-do.
Okay.
And so
it's still alliterative.
It's very alliterative, yes. And had a square dance caller come in and kind of teach the girls how to do some basic square dance moves.
Fun.
It was so fun. So cute. Everyone wore some cowboy boots or had a hat on
great
or something.
Great photo opportunity, I
great
would think.
Great photo op.
Yeah.
And that's those are special memories that dads want to make with their daughters. And people that are unchurched are very willing and excited to attend events like that. And they leave with a nice picture. They leave with some great memories. We feed them. So it gets people onto our church campus in ways that we're trying to be creative.
Yeah. Great. Well, all good ideas. How frequently do you host events like this?
We host a big father-daughter event once a year and a father-son event once a year. But then other family fun fellowships about once a month.
Okay.
And so sometimes those change.
So quite a few.
And but I have a great team of people, and we just really try to hit all personality types, all family types, making sure we're not just doing active things all the time. We love to have a kickball tournament, but not everybody wants to play kickball.
Yes.
And so you've got to do something different the next time and do some things that really draw people and just have opportunity to talk and get to know each other.
Mm.
We've done a variety show. Your family has 5 minutes. If you want to do something, you can get up on stage and people plan. I mean, we had Star Wars reenactments. We had lip syncing going on. We had the spoon band and kazoos and just all kinds of fun. Families just kind of being silly and letting loose a little bit. And I wanted to be the gong show, but we decided that it would be not be nice to gong people off of the stage at church. So we called it the variety show instead. So that was a lot of fun.
So in conclusion, as we talk about this, you've given us a lot of great ideas, creative ideas, and even just having you share as you have, I can see it sparking fresh new ideas that other people may have on their own. Talk to us just a little bit about the why. Why are these events such an important thing to do? Because we can all just not do the event.
Sure.
It's easier to not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some special reason that you believe in these. So well, what is that?
I believe that people need relationship. God created us to have relationship with Him and with others. And walking through this world by yourself or your family unit by themselves is a hard thing to do. Yeah. And we need to rely upon each other. We need to build each other up, encourage each other, pray for each other. And really the only way we can do that is to get to know each other. And so I don't know how to pray for you, Chuck, until I get to know you.
Right.
Know what you like and know a little bit about your family and yeah. know what you do on your in your free time. And so it's those opportunities that then we can really walk side by side and hopefully help others know as well how they can have relationship with the Lord with us.
And it's so hard to make those opportunities happen mm-hmm. in your normal worship schedule.
Yes.
Right? There's just not that time.
Correct.
To break away and Correct. To truly fellowship in that level.
That's right. Because we really are committed to what we're doing. If you have kids in a classroom for 60 minutes, 75 minutes, once a week, man, you've
you
got
need
stuff
to, make
to
the
do.
Most of that time. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get to the work. And so... But sometimes the work is just letting those kids get to know each other and letting Yes. families get to know each other. So we want to provide opportunities for that so that families have connection.
Family fun fellowship. Time well invested. Thank you, Kelly McNally. We appreciate you so very much.
Thank you very
thanks
much,
Thanks for coming
Chuck.
To Etch, and thank you for being here on the podcast.
All right. Thanks so much.
Listeners, thank you for listening. I hope that you will be inspired by the things that we've talked about, that you'll consider hosting a family fun fellowship, that you'll do that in a way that is appealing to outsiders and welcoming to them, and in a way that helps you connect relationally with parents and kids in your ministry. So please do that, and then drop us a line and let us know what you've done. We'd love to hear about the events that you are hosting at your church. Thank you again for listening to the Kids Ministry 101 podcast, and we'll see you back here again soon.